Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Best 3 to 5 to 7 minute podcast in the land, Front Stretches Stock Car Scoop. Brian Owen alongside Adam Cheek here, live from our respectable homes. Adam, wasn't the best race out of the year so far. However, it was an awesome finish, and it ended with a first-time winner in Chase Briscoe. Your overall thoughts on the race and just kind of the lackluster race in general?
Well, first, I'd like to point out that you're wearing a Boise State hoodie. Congratulations to you guys for going dancing. VCU is not, despite the fact that they should have. Hurts to see our rivals win the A-10 tournament. Anyway, Sunday's race was, it was lackluster. You know, there was, in terms of the other races this year, there's a lot that left to be desired in terms of how exciting Vegas and Fontana and Daytona were. But overall, it was a relatively good race. We saw comers and goers. And then at the end, I mean, you can't really ask for anything more exciting to end a race, right? Three guys who have never won in the Cup Series battling for the win. It was an entertaining ending, but that doesn't make up for the fact that I don't have the most faith in Phoenix heading into the season finale, since we kind of got a preview of possibly what the racing will look like just a few hours ago. If nothing else, that's what I saw. I don't know what you saw with the race on Sunday, but I just kind of left like I was wanting more a little bit.
I mean, yeah, I see that too, Adam. It's just the thing is, I think we have to remind ourselves that we can't have every single race be amazing, because I think that takes away from all the amazing races that we see. So sometimes we have to have not a lackluster race, but just an average race. And I think that's what we saw today. It was an average race, good finish, but nothing compared to the likes of California or even Las Vegas, in which it was a good race and a great finish. This was an all right slash little disappointing race, but with a solid finish. So I think we just have to take advantage and be thankful for the good races, because sometimes we're going to have a little bit of a lackluster race like today.
Yeah, that happens, you know, and if nothing else, decent ending. You always get a first-time winner. That's always exciting, which we've had two of this year, and there's, you know, we come away with that. So that's a nice storyline to come out of Sunday.
Exactly, and that leads us, beautiful transition by you, leads us to our next point, Adam. How many of these are we going to see? How many first-time winners? I mean, Ross Chastain's been knocking on the door. He's a third, a second. I mean, he's been absolutely on fire of late. Yeah, I would expect him to be the next first-time winner, but we never know. We're going to a mini Daytona, mini Talladega, it sounds like, in Atlanta next week. So just overall, you're the first-time winners. How many could we reach by the end of 2021 or 2022? I apologize.
Well, Davian actually talked with us on the podcast last week about my prediction on our holiday edition of the podcast that there was going to be 20 different winners this year. And I'm standing by that, or at least very close, because we've had two first-time winners, Austin Cedric at Daytona and then Chase Briscoe on Sunday at Phoenix, which Briscoe came close a couple of times last year after winning, what, 9 races en route to nearly winning the Xfinity title in 2020 and the 98. So, and it's always cool to see a first-time winner. He was particularly emotional about it. And I think we're going to see quite a few of those this year. Tyler Reddick and, like you said, Ross Chastain have been knocking on the door. Reddick, especially the last couple of weeks, and Chastain winning the stage of Vegas and looking like he was in good shape to get like a top three before the end of Las Vegas shook things up. Chastain was in play late in this one at Phoenix. So was Tyler Reddick. I think we're going to see with Trackhouse cars in victory lane, which is something that I predicted before the season. Daniel Suarez will finally get a Cup Series victory. That's 4. And honestly, with how dangerous front-row motorsports can be at super speedways, it wouldn't shock me if Todd Gilliland gets a Cup Series win at Daytona in the summer or Talladega, either in the spring or the fall. There's a few guys who, if they win, is going to feel like their first win. Justin Haley, his only win was a rain-shortened race victory. I'm sure he'd like to get a full-length Cup Series victory as well. Honestly, Harrison Burton as well, he could get his first Cup Series win this year with the way he's raced a couple of these weekends. So it would not surprise me if we see 4, 5, maybe even 6, throw Corey LaJoie in there getting their first victories in 2022. I don't know where you're sitting at on that outlook.
I do think we're going to see both track houses get a victory, obviously Tyler Reddick. And then I do think we'll get it, maybe even surprise, maybe a Ty Dillon or something like that. And then obviously it's been a long time for guys like Eric Jones and Bubba Wallace, even Kevin Harvick's been a long time, but he's not a racer that has only won a few times. So I think at least three, maybe four, we'll see. But I definitely could see both track houses and then the likes of the number eight car of Tyler Reddick. Adam, last thing here before we call it a night and recap and regroup for the big unknown, that being at Atlanta. I don't know if it's Motor Speedway, if it's Super Speedway. We'll talk about that on Thursday, but we had more wheel issues. Corey LaJoie had some problems. So we had a few others having some wheel issues. Martin Truex Jr. as well. A little bit bigger cause for concern for four races in, or still decent? Just keep an eye on it.
You know, it kind of seemed like we had moved past that a little. We didn't really hear anything about it last week in Las Vegas, other than the cars not really being able to go anywhere. Phoenix and Daytona, it was more of an issue. We've seen have kind of a calmer week in Sin City. This time around, Corey LaJoie's wheel just kind of completely comes off the axle. Cody Ware runs over the wheel. It's bizarre to put it in a word. And it's something that I think we're going to see them work incredibly hard at it over the next month. But I do think it's better that this is happening now and they're working out the kinks now, because you've got a month until Talladega. You've got a couple of short tracks. You've got COTA, where if a driver slides off, it's way less consequential than it would be if a driver loses the wheel in front of the field at Talladega in late April. I think that's got to be the cutoff point in terms of fixing this problem. And if something happens at Richmond and Martinsville, way less of a mess, 20, 25, 30 car crash than it would be at Talladega. So I think they've got the next month to really get this down pat, get it fixed, and get ready for another true super speedway.
Definitely going to be interesting, that's for sure. And for all the latest on the wheels and more, check out our coverage at frontstretch.com. We got recaps, sidebars, and more. And then previews coming up for Atlanta, Coda, Martinsville, Richmond, Talladega, so on and so forth. Once again, frontstretch.com. For Adam Jake, I am Brian Nolan. Have a great and fantastic week, and we'll talk with you Thursday night to preview the unknowns of Atlanta.